recording, Miss Murphy, and I had asked you just before we changed.
Now, this is on tape?
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't realize that we were talking, or I wouldn't have gone afield.
Oh, well. As the tape came to an end, I had raised the question as to the distinction between faculty known as college or normal school faculty and faculty who were associated with the training schools as such. Now, were you considered a full part of the normal school faculty? You were.
Yes, and we were very often, a great many complete faculty meetings. And we were all expected to attend, and we all knew the general situation of any problem at the time.
Mm-hmm. So that if one looked at this in terms of a student-teacher ratio, granted that you had many pupils in the Locust Avenue and other schools, still...
Well, now that large class that I had was in New Milford.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But if there were some, if I recall the figures correctly, some 30 or 35 faculty altogether.
Yes.
If one includes the training teachers.
Yes. Which they did. They mm-hmm. were a unit.
It seems to me I recall Dr. Haas having used the figure of a faculty of 8. Now
that's what I said. In the college proper.
Yes, college proper.
Some part-time.
And this was
the music, and they had the penmanship.
Yes, this was the distinction I was trying to get clear.
No, we also...
Were you paid by the state?
We were paid by the state. And we were, many of us who had our master's degree and had been there a number of years, were rated as either as an instructor when they first came there, and I became an assistant professor.
Yes.
That all was important in connection with the salary schedule.
Mm-hmm.
They gave rank to the training teacher. In a very fair way, I would say.
Mm-hmm. At the time, apparently, only the principal seems to have had a title. This is 1929-1930 catalog. We have an Annie D. Kyle indicated as principal of the Locust Avenue Training School, grade 7. Your name happens to follow grade 7, a graduate Danbury Normal School, and at the time a student at Teachers College. Presumably working on your bachelor's degree?
No. All of my...
Well, as Dr. Haas has said, the catalogs are not always correct.
Grade 7, graduate, Danbury Normal School, student, Teachers College, Columbia. Oh, that's all. That's
you were...
College. Yes.
You were still working for your
yes.
Bachelor of Science degree, and
yes.
then after this went on
yes,
here.
Yes, I received my degree, bachelor's, in 1933.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall whether... and I would think I know the answer to this because of what you said of the absence of cohesion of your class being a commuter class. Do you recall whether your class put out a yearbook?
They did not.
I ask this because the class of 1906, which was the first graduating class, had a book which they called the Abnormalities, a title which interested me, of 1906. And then the next yearbook I find is this class book for 1910.
I don't recall. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are.
And then there's nothing in the record up until 1924. And it seems to have been the early 1940s before the annual yearbook.
Was that when it was really a teacher's college? Probably.
Well, yes, in 1937 the name was changed from Danbury State Normal School to Danbury State Teachers College. The four-year degree became the standard. Did you become involved in any teaching other than your role as a training teacher?
To a very slight degree. I was often called in, and others were too, from the printing staff, to give lectures from time to time.
At the college?
Yes, mm-hmm. For the what we were doing and the purposes and so forth. And I remember and my major from my master's degree was curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going there and talking about that. And also, we had, excuse me, as all I might add, there were tremendous projects going on and a great many committees. I was on a health committee called the college proper. We were chairman and membership of all of the committees. There was a representative of the college and the training school and so on. And there was a great deal of unity, a cohesion in the work that we were doing for all the students.
Yes. As a matter of fact, Dr. Haas has told me of some gentleman on the faculty who I guess was somewhat sick of committees and proposed that there be a committee on committees to head the whole thing up. There are some names. Well, you've mentioned Mr. Higgins, of course, and I have heard of what sounded like pioneering work in sending out science experiments and this sort of thing.
Well, I referred to that in the
yes.
paper. I said to the space-age child, his book would be dull and simple.
But for its time...
There was no science in the...
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and when I was teaching, and you had 45 children, you had an A class, which you taught, reading, and a B class you taught reading.
Mm-hmm. And what
there
did
was no time for science or music or art.
What did the B class do while you were teaching the A class?
Well, if you had taught A class reading, arithmetic first, and in those days it seemed as if arithmetic was more important than reading.
Well,
then they were doing their assignment.
Oh, I see. The equivalent of homework.
The other class, or they were preparing their reading material in from history.
Mm-hmm.
So
I see.
You were really carrying on. We had a double teaching position.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they came together for spelling, for the little music we
yes.
had, and opening exercises, and the play periods, which were just unsupervised recess periods.
Well, it would sound as if you earned every dollar of your $400 per year. Names. May Sherwood is
she
a name
that
keeps...
She was a New Milford person.
She was.
Yes. I graduated from New Milford High School. Well, and I think...
Now, was she responsible?
She may have been a three-year student. She may have had only 2 years in New Milford High School. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. The catalog for 1929 indicates that she took a Bachelor of Science degree at Columbia and at the time was a student in the graduate school. Graduate. Now, as supervisor of training, was she in charge of
yes.
all teacher
she
training?
She made the assignments.
I see.
That was an important day when it was on the bulletin board. Whether you were assigned to grade 4 with Miss So-and-so, or whether you were assigned to Myrie Brook with Miss So-and-so, or rural training.
Could this be shattering if someone were assigned to Myrie Brook who didn't want to go there?
Well, I guess that didn't happen. The teachers at Myrie Brook were very delightful people, as I remember.
Well, and this was a one-room schoolhouse, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I put that in my report. One room, mm-hmm. grades 8. And
but
she,
more than one teacher?
She was just one teacher. She had.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it was to give the student who was to graduate and to go into a rural school and
yes.
have, and many did. You see, there were great many rural schools, no busing.
Yes.
Was advisable. A great many graduates had to go to rural schools for a period till they were assigned to their local general school
yes.
or
the big city.
To,
yeah.
A city school.
Do you remember Dr. Sutton well?
Yes.
Hers is a name that I've come across repeatedly. In connection with an activity called the Forum.
She taught the social sciences,
mm-hmm.
really, social studies. And she was a dramatic teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And very much interested in world events. And as I say, was a vital person.
Mm-hmm.
Some thought she was a little radical. Some thought she was aggressive. But she was, I think she was very keen.
And I get the feeling very much interested in the broadening of the student mind.
Very much liked her dramatic approach,
mm-hmm.
and her understanding of important issues.
Truman Warner remembers her very well and
yes.
affectionately. Unfortunately, names that are only names to me, May Sherwood, Dr. Sutton, Grant Finch is someone of whom Dr. Haas speaks repeatedly.
He talked geography later, and it did an admirable job.
Geography and history,
I sure. I sometimes think, I taught social studies, and I use the RUG system part-time. I don't know whether you know
no,
that.
No, I don't know the RUG.
The RUG system was really social science, social political science, too. I felt it was an excellent course of textbook. But it belonged in a space by itself, in a period by itself. I felt the children were not getting enough actual, factual geography and history. Of course, in my school day, we memorized so much the Revolutionary
yes.
War.
Yes.
In fact, we never did get up quite to the Civil War.
Oh, really? So many dates, so many names
yes.
and places, too.
And my sister said once that in her textbook in geography, they never did get to Africa.
You had so much
social
to...
Social science, that, if you're not familiar with the Harold Rugg series, and it's, I believe it's definitely out.
This is R-U-G-G.
It was a very unusual aspect of life that I thought was marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the development of the Industrial Revolution in England and here and
mm-hmm.
so on. And I haven't thought about it for a long time, but there were two volumes, and you were supposed to cover the first volume in the first semester and then the second. Well, you couldn't possibly do it. There were subjects who were invented. Issues of the day were taken up. I often wish I had a copy of that textbook. I haven't. Well, I think there were, I don't know, suddenly I guess it was removed from the system. We had other texts, and I was doing departmental work mm-hmm. and teaching arithmetic, so that I wasn't, I don't exactly know the material that mm-hmm. they used.
Now you went right on in the as a training teacher until your retirement in
yes,
1958.
Yes, I was 39 years.
Mm-hmm. And you then retired under the state system, is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now this would have been the...
And I have since been among those, which was later granted the Professor Emeritus.
Uh-huh.
And
this may very well appear in the current catalog.
Pardon me?
And this may well appear in the current catalog of which
yes, well, I think I haven't seen the more recent. You know, since the austerity program came.
Yes, here you are. Gertrude M. Murphy, M.A., Faculty Emeriti.
Yes.
Assistant
on the list is
professor. So there you are.
Yes.
Immortalized.
So my life was around the college.
Ah. This was a time, 1958, within a year of which the name of the school would again be changed to
yes,
Danbury
yes,
State
I
College.
I never was at Westcon.
And never at Westcon, and for that matter, one could say never at Danbury State College, because you left the Danbury State Teachers College,
58.
Right?
Mm-hmm. 58. And you know those names change rapidly. That
yes.
change came.
Apparently, each change having some significance, perhaps the last change to Western Connecticut having the least, because the change to Danbury State College, as I understand it, signaled a change from almost sole emphasis on teacher training.
Well, that's what I emphasized for the 2 years,
mm-hmm.
you see, that I was
for
grades 1 to 8.
Mm-hmm. To training for the liberal arts, for anyone who might be
and
planning.
And the background is not in depth,
mm-hmm.
as I put it.
Mm-hmm.
think, of course, it would mean much more to you studying American history or American literature, because we were older than when we were in the 7th and 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And it meant more to us than
yes.
in 8th grade.
Well, I've had a lifelong love of history, so I have found going back to college a breeze.
You're not familiar with this Harold Rudd.
No.
It was just a phase. I don't recall, I think whether he was in teacher's college. But his text went at a direct slant from the old history class, geography class. Mm. He blended the social problems and the issues of the day. Like, for instance, you would have a whole unit on power,
mm-hmm.
energy. Now, he was ahead of his time in some ways. I think there were a great many things that we taught in our history classes and geography that were not important. And there were so many things. For instance, either in when I was teaching arithmetic, I was teaching social arithmetic too, as well as some form of, well, we used to call it mensuration, then it became geometry.
Yes.
Same thing, same subject. For instance, I taught a great deal about taxation as it was developed in our own city of Danbury. Well, a great many people they thought that wasn't important. That wasn't in most textbooks to any degree. I think one thing I passed from the simple grade school to the progressive education period,
yes.
not to this open space
yes.
material. Well, now this progressive education period, it, to me, was very, very vital. It dropped out a great deal nonsensical material that we were teaching and brought up more pertinent material
mm-hmm.
of the day, in whether it was mathematics or social studies.
In effect, preparation for
yes,
living, yeah?
For preparation for living. I've taught so much about banking, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I thought were practical. I called it social arithmetic. I was teaching the 8th grade then. I taught arithmetic in
Were you something of a rebel in this? Were you?
I was in what they call departmental work later. And I was in the 7th and 8th grade teaching just, in those days, it was arithmetic.
Uh-huh.
So 2 or 3 years after I left, it was all mathematics. An entirely new era come in, which I know nothing about.
Oh, the so-called new math.
New math.
Yes, yes. Well, this, of course, has
it
had
may
its...
Have its, one,
it's had its day.
I don't grasp it. The year I retired, there was a course given on the new math right here in New Milford. And I thought seriously of taking it because I was interested because I knew it was drastically different.
Yes.
But I presume that the difference came in the primary grades, and I had not been a part of that.
Apparently, pedagogues are of two minds concerning the new math, and it appears to be fading out.
I think it's fading out.
I've just...
For 64 years
yes.
since I became active, and of course, I
well,
all my own school days, I was in a rural school once for 2 years, which I'm happy to say was
right.
an experience.
Mm-hmm. Now this was here in New Milford?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You speak of 64 years, actually from the letter you wrote to Mr. Perkins, we could say your association began some 66 years ago, with your letter of August 11th, 1910.
Well, this is 76, and I started teaching in 1912. I guess that's what I had in mind.
Yes.
Speaking of my team, I really was 16 and a half when I went to normal school.
Yes.
So, I've been in the field of education.
As I say, you apparently wanted to sound...
I have seen many aspects of it.
You apparently wanted to sound a little bit older because you didn't say I am 16. You said I am in my 17th year.
Wasn't that interesting? Well, maybe Mr. Pettibone told me because that might have been.
Yes.
I don't know. I thought as I looked through them, I wrote about as brief a letter as any.
Yes, but it got you there. And brief letters will very often give a message that much longer letters somehow don't convey. Well, Miss Murphy, given the fact that I came here understanding we would not be using the tape recorder, I'm so happy that you
hope it's something that you feel fits in.
Did give us a record. As I've explained to you, this will become part of the college's history, its records. Your voice, your recollections, along with those of Dr. Haas and Truman Warner and Neil Wagner, and as you've said, people from each of the college periods, hopefully from each of the college years. I will hope to find someone
at least. It's quite spread.
Yes. I will hope to find someone from that graduating class of 1906. I don't know if I will. But yours...
You don't have the catalog for that, do you?
The catalog for 1906? I don't.
I was going to say whether I would know any of the people.
I'm going to Hartford on Monday to make some Xerox pictures of catalogs from the beginning, so that if and when I have the pleasure of seeing you again, I will have the catalog from 1960.
Well, I just thought whether I would know those people. 1910. It was a... I don't know. I do know one or two people who passed away, who were in one in the first class. I think most of the 1906 people who lived in the movement are not living.
Mm-hmm. It is quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
Again, thank you very much, Miss Murphy, and with this, we'll close off the tape if you'd like.
Okay.